views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am so honored that each one of you have joined us today. And we have such an amazing story to share with each of you today. It's going to be about the sacred journey of the heart, and I cannot wait to share that with you. But before we begin, I want to start with the meditation that I had this morning. And the meditation that I had for each and every one of you is like, what is it that we are going to kickstart this year and we are going to make it just the most amazing, impactful year that we can have? And what came to me is there's a lot of changes and challenges in front of everyone right now, and that what is happening is we're experiencing this difference where we're holding different goals and values that may be not resonating with other people or ourselves. And so now we've kind of got this clash. And now that we've ended 2012, it was a huge transition of saying yes and making changes in our life and accepting a lot of the, you know, the opportunities we've had in our lives and making those changes and forgiving and letting go and now taking those lessons and applying them. So now in 2013, we are ready to move. We are ready to say yes. We are ready to open our hearts, and there might be a little bit of bumps and curves as we enter 2013, but it is going to be so awesome. So I just wanted to share with each of you that today we're going to be working through, you know, how can we open our hearts and make success possible? And in doing that, let me go ahead and just introduce to you, we have an amazing guest today, Rana Prince, and she's the founder of Modern Mastery. And it's a program designed to help facilitate deep heart-based transformation with her clients. And she is a radical forgiveness coach, a licensed heart math provider, and an intuitive counselor. And Rana also leads workshops on holistic wellness and also guides tours to sacred sites around the world. And you'll actually see that when you pick up her film and the amazing, just amazing interviews that she has and her heartfelt experiences and as she opens up. So, Rana, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you this hour.
Yes, this is going to be wonderful because, you know, one of the things that I really enjoyed in watching your film is the transformation. And I think a lot of people, as they're starting to open their hearts and they're really saying, okay, I'm gonna trust. And for some people, this is such a hard word, trust.
Yes.
But right, and they're just jumping with both feet, and they're like, "Okay, I'm listening to you. I'm gonna try to just do. I'm tired of this try thing. I just want to just do it, and I'm gonna trust, and I'm gonna jump with both feet." So, can you share with the listeners how did you make this transformation, and maybe share a little bit about your personal journey of how you were able to actually, you know, express and experience opening your heart so that you could share this amazing film with others?
Well, my journey to become a filmmaker was an unexpected one. I just thought I would make a little video for my clients that I work with, mostly women in transition between job loss and relationship change and divorce. And I started taking people to sacred sites around the world, to places like Glastonbury and Machu Picchu and the Mayan temples in Mexico, and I thought it would be nice to have a little video that I could encourage people to go out of their ordinary routine and transform. I'd been teaching as a spiritual counselor and a workshop leader and a presenter for a number of years, and thought, speaking about the heart, and I thought I had my heart energies all aligned, and just a few personal emotional things to work on, leftovers. And then as we went into this process, Sacred Journey of the Heart, to make a little instructional type video, everyone that really touched the film started to go into this spiral, deeper into their own heart, until I realized I had a big piece of resentment that was still sitting in my heart that I just hadn't been able to access before. And that was showing up like in doing a project that became bigger and bigger, and more well-known speakers were coming in, would show up as, you know, certain people weren't doing the things that I thought they ought to be doing. They weren't, you know, being on time, and they weren't cutting the right pieces of film clips together for me. And I started to find myself in a lot of energy of resentment. And I realized that I needed to look at this. What was this resentment all about? And it led back to my childhood, as many of these emotions do, where I had been abused, sexually abused for about 10 years, and I'd spent so many years in therapy and different modalities. And here I was in the midst of making this film about the heart, resenting a lot of different things. And then the film clip started to come back from the editor, and I looked like I was scared to death on camera. And as I mentioned in the prologue intro to the film, the camera just doesn't lie. If you're afraid, if you're resentful, if you're angry, it's going to get picked up on film. And so I realized I am being called to go deeper in my own heart and to heal some more and really face what I was creating out there and see what this resentment was all about.
And, you know, and when you shared your story, you know, about the abuse, and, you know, you were as young as 5, if I recall correctly, and there's so many people that have had some type of experience, and they get stuck, and it's really hard to forgive. And I think one of the things that you mentioned, and several people also mentioned in the film, is that you're not really condoning the act of what an individual may have done, but you're really forgiving yourself for holding on to it. And then there's this, you know, several-step process, which I loved, because I'm like, yes, this is exactly, you know, really kind of recalling, you know, what happened, and going through several steps to release it, to forgive ourselves, and then to really understand that really our soul asked for this journey.
Right.
And for us to experience these different things. And it's really, it really takes a lot of time to really go deeper and to really understand, you know, why in the world would we ever pick such a thing? So, right, it's like, really? This is what I asked for?
That's a hard one for a lot of people. But in retrospect, after you've overcome some adversity, most people will agree there was some greater purpose that was being served here. And that usually takes some time to get to that point. But almost everyone agrees there was something, there was a purpose to this experience.
And, you know, how did you find the individuals to interview for the film?
Well, many of the people that initially came into the film, like Greg Braden, who's been a real early supporter, I was introduced by Karen Kebnick of Stellar Productions, and she hosts a lot of conferences in the Sedona area, and I'm from Arizona, and she and I connected as she was helping me on the Glastonbury tour, and then we had together this idea and a trip to Mexico. Maybe we should make a film about this and talk about healing in the process of, as we heal ourselves, we're contributing to the healing of Earth. Now, I didn't know there was any scientific evidence about the very powerful, energetic, not only metaphysical, but physically proven connection between our human signature, our electromagnetic field, and the Earth. I didn't know that at the time, but I intuitively felt that. So Karen and I kind of hatched this idea together, what if we make this film? And I wasn't going to share anything about my journey at all to healing. It was not my intention. I was going to be maybe, you know, speaking in the film and just a few of the things that I'd learned along the road about teaching about the heart. And then, so Karen introduced me to people like Rocco Arrico, the Aramaic scholar who's in the film, and Cynthia James. And so she opened many doorways for me, and I really am grateful for her. And then as I the film continued to gather its momentum, then I was introduced at that a critical turning point where I realized I had to heal my own heart some more. I met Colin Tipping of Radical Forgiveness, who is the created this process, this five-step process of radical forgiveness, and that was so powerful for me because it gave me a step-by-step process that you mentioned too that has a beginning and a middle and an end. And a lot of times people will avoid dealing with these emotions that are difficult to process. They'll stuff them inside or they'll deny or suppress. And then if they start to come up, people say, well, I can't go there. I can't go to anger or rage or certainly not hatred because I might not ever be able to have an end to that. And that's what's so wonderful about radical forgiveness. There's a definite beginning, middle, and end, and it's a very quick process like Colin talks about in the film. What I did in maybe 10 years in therapy, I did in about three months, something much more profound, much more deep, and much more lasting with radical forgiveness.
Wow. And when you went through that experience, I know we're going to take a break here in just about 1 minute, but when you went through that experience, did you feel like, you know, all that work that you had done before was just kind of just putting you on the edge so that when you finally got to experience opening your heart, that it was truly like this turning point that it just popped right open, and it's like, wow, I get it. I thought I had it before. I thought I forgave before. I thought I let all this stuff go, and it's all, you know, all well and good. And then you go deeper, and you realize, wow, I didn't really let it all go.
It was. That's a good way to describe it. You know, I thought I had done the work, and then when I really had my heart open and forgave and shifted the perspective, then it was, okay, now I've got it. Now I feel it, and that's the difference. I was thinking it before, and with this process I learned through the film and making the film, I was feeling it, and that's where it changes.
Wow. Okay, so, well, we're going to take a commercial break, and you guys are listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest, Rhonna Prince, and we'll be back right after this message.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guest today is Rhonna Prince. And Rhonna, I would love for you to share with everyone your website, how they can pick up your video, and I know you're getting ready to kick off a tour, so I'd love for you to share a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, the film website is sacredjourneyoftheheart.com, so it's the entire name of the film, and you can go on right now and purchase the DVD, and we're selling that just for a limited time, because it was having to learn about, besides making a film, now how to distribute it and how to get it out to people. We decided to let the DVD sell for a couple months, maybe just until Valentine's Day, and then we're taking the film on tour. We played 4 weeks at theater in the Arizona area, and we were held over for 3 weeks after our first week showing, because a lot of people were hearing about it word of mouth. And then what I know now is when it does show in commercial theaters, we can't be selling DVDs. So when we get into the next theater engagement, then we are not going to be able to sell DVDs. So I encourage people that are listening to go and buy it now, because it's not something if you go, oh, I'm going to do that, you know, maybe next month, or get it for so-and-so in March and as a birthday. It really isn't going to be there. So we were selected also in the 19th Annual Sedona International Film Festival, and that's the same situation. So we'll have to stop the DVD sales, and it's such a big honor. This is our second film festival, and we have a film festival in Switzerland and Germany as we bring the film overseas. So I'm excited about that, and I encourage people to go online and pick up a copy of it. And the next part then will be going to individual cities and screening the film. And I like to be there with the audience, because it's such a heart-opening experience for an audience, for a group of people to watch it. This is a type of film that has a much bigger impact when people are together. The audience impact has a collective heart energy to it. And I found at the end of a group viewing and screening of the film, people just want to sit there and have a conversation. So I lead a conversation. We do some group Q&A. And then in many cities, we're going to do a workshop that's either a half day or full day, depending on, you know, what we book. And it's about applying the practices in the film, because it was really important to me that I suggest, here are some tools and teachings of the heart from some, you know, teachers like Dr. Joe Dispenza, What the Bleep talks about some things. Colin Tipping contributes. Here's some tools. Greg Braden does. Sarah McLean, who's a meditation teacher, talks about heart-centered meditation. So I didn't want to just show a film that told people a lot of information. I wanted to offer, here are some very important things to do, including some important holistic health practices that they can engage in to really start to bring themselves back to the heart. As you might have noticed in that one chapter of the film, chapter 4, we talk quite a bit about stress and reducing stress and taking care of our adrenals, which are the organ that produces cortisol, the stress hormone. So we really have a lot of information packed in that film, and we find that people, after they're done, they say, well, I want more. They're thirsting for more. This is exactly what they've been waiting for. So that's why we like to screen the film with myself or my co-producer, Dr. Donald Backstrom, and then have a workshop to give people the things that they're really yearning for after they see this. They're ready to take the next step. So I'm excited about taking that out on the road and screening it around the country.
And what a blessing, because I know when I was watching it, it is an experience, and it's hard to describe. So I can absolutely see why, if you have a large group of people
that when they watch it collectively, it's a safe environment to share, wow, I never really thought about that. I really, you know, now I have people here who can support me and help me move forward in releasing. And one of the things that I felt in watching it was, just like you said, there's chapters on different pieces as you move through that sacred journey of the heart. And I really felt like, you know, in watching, like, your expression, I was like, wow, she's really at peace. You can just tell that you've done the work, that you've really, you know, like you said, you have a lot of, you know, junk that was from our past that we all have to work through. But what you see is when somebody finally gets it, that aha moment of like, wow, I really don't have to carry this backpack or this burden anymore, that it's like this, and they release, and you just have this beautiful aura about you. And I was like, wow, okay, I got work to do because I'm feeling more stressed than she looks.
Well, I actually biologically aged backwards. If there's a prologue that we put on the front of the DVD. I don't know if you saw that version, but it's about 2 minutes where I show, here's me at the beginning of the filming, and here's me about 12 months later after I met Colin, after I started doing the heart math work, which reduced my cortisol levels and increased DHEA, the youth and vitality hormone. So I aged backwards. I lost 20 pounds, you know, in the process. I literally lightened my energy field up by going through the process of the forgiveness work with Colin and the heart math, the heart coherence work with the Institute of Heart Math. And my story is just so everyone knows, it's a real small segment of the film. We have other people telling their vignettes of our film director, who was diagnosed with cancer in the process of the filming and the editing, and Sarah McLean tells a bit of her story, and we've got a guy who experienced a heart attack. So we're really giving people a variety of situations where people are choosing to wake up and to start to really become more responsible about opening their hearts and living in this smooth, heart-coherent state that affects not just ourselves but the people around us as well as the earth, and that's really exciting.
It is very exciting, and I think that one of the things that I really, you know, took note to is, how do I let go? So there's still things that, you know, as I go deeper, I'm like, oh, you know what, I forgot about that.
Right.
I forgot about that person. Mm-hmm. It's like, I thought I forgave them a long time ago, and then I pull up a picture while cleaning out the clutter, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't really let all of that go, and so now I've got more work to do. And it's not so much it's like, oh gosh, I got more work to do. It's like, yay, I'm so glad that Spirit brought that in front of me so that I could say, okay, there's just another piece of light in my life that now I can move forward. It's like, thank you for reminding me and letting that piece go. And so absolutely I can associate, you know, letting go and losing weight and watching the stress, because I think one of the things that we're all experiencing right now is, you know, hey, it's January, all the stores are bringing out their workout equipment, they're talking about diets.
Right.
But I think this is a huge diet. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about opening our heart, it's about letting go, and that's what's going to let go a lot of the weight, a lot of the stress, a lot of the pain, is by picking up this video and watching it several times and attending, you know, your conferences and your tour, because by just saying yes, you're saying yes to your life. You're saying yes to making a difference in the life of everyone around you, and you are really bringing that home in this film. And I think that is just an amazing blessing for everybody who has an opportunity to pick this up.
And it's, again, a collective experience. You know, we're finding people, we're coming back to the theater 3, 4, or 5 times to watch the movie. The key part that I finally got and I learned was, again, from Colin Dipping, is you can't heal what you don't feel. And we are taught, about starting about age 5, we get rewarded for our intellect and our intelligence, and we get punished for expressing very much in the way of feeling. And so we start to learn to sublimate the feelings. And that was the key part. I had to allow myself to experience these feelings that were buried deep inside that never were expressed, you know, anger, rage, and even hatred. Now, this can be such a big stumbling block for people who consider themselves to be spiritually awake, because we bought this
this concept that these are low energies and we shouldn't express them. The only problem I found with these energies is they get stuffed inside and they get repressed and suppressed, and then we end up sick or depressed or something. And it's because there's no such thing as a good or bad emotion. It's holding on to it and stuffing it inside. And so the key for me was I had to really be willing and just a little bit of willingness to feel some of these things for a moment and then letting it go. And I think that's a lot of spiritual people do is they just say, just let it go or it's all good. Well, there are some things that we've experienced where it's not all good. And so the only way to really move through it is to feel it. And that's why this step-by-step process is so important, because there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to it. It isn't just like we're going to wallow around in these unexpressed emotions for long periods of time.
And it's not just even, the experience that we've had that, like you said, maybe you felt violated or whatever, but it's also experiences of how we were raised. And here's an example. My husband and I were watching the film, and one of the things that I realized is like, I have people go, okay, you still have like something with debt, money, kind of mm-hmm. stuck inside of you. And I'm like, okay, how many people are going to tell me that? But I don't know what that is. And I sat with myself, and I thought, oh, my goodness, it's just, you really have to dig deep, and you got to go way to the core. And I finally realized, oh, my goodness, the reason that, maybe that whole flow of money is not necessarily flowing exactly the way that I would like to see it, because. And then I looked back at all the men in my life who really showed me lack of money, stress of money. You have to work so hard. They didn't like their work. They had to go to work. They couldn't, keep the money. They spent more money than they made. Or, it was that kind of lesson with money. So even though it wasn't anything necessarily that I felt necessarily impacted me, but what I realized is like, wow, I actually took that energy in. And I actually was experiencing for over 40 years all these people telling me about how they don't have money, and then I have uh-huh. other people who just blow it as yep. if they just have it. And so here I've got both of these experiences. And so it was one of those things, it's like, I've got some work to do to let go of some of this financial lack, to realize, oh my gosh, look at the abundance I have in my life. And I know we need to take a commercial break. Everyone, this is Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio and my very special guest, Rhonna Prince, and we will be back in just a moment.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest today, Rhonna Prince. And you know what? That music was there to get you to kind of shake it up a little bit, because I think what we're going to bring in now is, how can you really start to shift that vibration? How can you start to make a difference right now, today, in your life? And one of the things that we were talking about at the commercial break was the law of confluence. So, Rhonna, I'd love for you to share a little bit about that, because I know we ended, you know, just talking about how some experiences we have through our lives, we don't realize really the impact that it makes. And by really going to that emotional state, we can really make a big shift in our lives.
And the heart, we do associate with emotion, and that's where, you know, we often have received very little emotional or EQ intelligence training. We just were trained in the mind. And the law of confluence really became a response that I had to the law of attraction, which probably most of your listeners are familiar with. You know, and that the law of attraction is largely based on the principle that that thought creates reality. And if you think the right thoughts or say the right affirmations, your reality would change. And I found with my clients and with myself, it just wasn't working. We'd make a little bit of shift, and then things would kind of go back to reset. So I started to realize that we have to add feeling, and then I learned that feeling is actually faster than thought, and feeling does come first, and the Institute of Heart Math has shown that through some studies that they did a few years ago, that emotional feeling is the first thing, and then we'll create a thought around the emotion, and then with that thought and that emotion, then we take certain actions. So with an issue like you were mentioning of scarcity versus abundance paradigm, often that comes from emotion of feeling of unworthiness, which is a real common one that many people are working with. And if there's a feeling of unworthiness, then we'll create situations where we're thinking thoughts that are in the energy of scarcity. I'm not worthy to make or to create or to manifest something. And so we add with the law of confluence a very different concept, which it begins, feeling builds the connection to create the shift in whatever it is that we'd like to change in our lives. And heart creates wholeness, and love manifests abundance. And that's what I call the law of confluence, that three-part, that is feeling, heart, and love, connection, wholeness, and abundance. And that the thoughts follow versus vice versa. The thoughts are faster. It's scientifically proven. And so I would help and facilitate with the client who's dealing with feelings of unworthiness, going into where does that unworthiness come from, beginning, middle, and end. And let's express whatever emotion was locked in around that. Oftentimes, you know, we have heard about as kids, you know, you're not worthy. You didn't do whatever the parents said. And so there's a very powerful energy of unhealed anger, you know, because a child will take that message in and believe it. But there's that certain part mm-hmm. of the soul consciousness that knows, wait a second, I am worthy. And so we touch in on that, you know, those feelings and the anger, and we see the purpose behind that, have a shift in perspective, and then get to you know, really shift it and connect with a different part of the energy field to start drawing experiences in confluence, which is really a flow versus attraction, which is a polarity and a duality. A confluence is a meeting, an intersection of my will, divine will, and the ability to create from now the heart of gratitude, the key emotion that changes our lives in measurable ways that the HeartMath Institute has also studied and shown.
Because one of the things that I'm working through and I realize is all the things I heard as a child, you know. So there was times, you know, we were moving. We moved quite a bit when I was a child. So my dad always wanted the better job. It's like, oh, we're going to move here because I could make more money. So we would all pack it up and we would move and he'd have, you know, a better job, you know, in computer science. And mom would just go with and she'd find a teaching job. And she was very content. She loved, you know, helping children and teaching and, you know, she managed like her own little budget. And, you know, for her little rewards or trinkets, she loved jewelry. And so, you know, I watched my mom just be, wow, you know, okay, this, I want to get every one of these stones. And she did. It's like she just manifested this amazing stuff. Where here, I watched my dad, he actually ended up with cancer for 15 years. And it wasn't until the very end when I was actually told my father was adopted, that he struggled. He had such a difficult childhood, which made so much sense for how I was raised and the experiences I had with my father, and then why he felt that he always didn't have enough. He had to work. He had to just, you know, why can't everybody just see this? Why can't I just do it? He just wanted to be perfect. He wanted to control. And look what happened. He had this dis-ease in his body that basically ate him. It just ate him alive. And every time he thought he was getting rid of, he had it in the kidneys, he had it in the adrenal glands, which I thought was really interesting how you explain that today and in the film, because he stressed all the time. So for all the people right now who are so stressed, you know, it just breaks our bodies down. And, you know, having control takes so much more effort than going with the flow and fighting it. And so, you know, in really living through that my entire life, to see these totally different types of, you know, belief systems, there was a lot of work for me to really realize, to get into my heart and to really understand how to go with the flow. It was work, but I can say that I feel so much better today because I'm like, wow, I don't have that heaviness. So, you know, I think, Ronnie, you'd probably agree. If you think of something that brings you just excitement, what do you love to do kind of thing? You know, so for me, I love to go in the ocean. I love to be with dolphins, things like that. It just brings me great joy. I love it. And I feel so light and excited. And then I think, okay, what stresses me out? And feel the difference in our bodies, right? Feel that tension.
Right.
Feel your stomach go, oh, or somewhere in your body you feel that. Well, that in your body is exactly what your film is working on. That's what these conferences that you're sharing with everyone is, let go of that and open it. Open that heart and make it just shine your light and radiate, because going with the flow is so much easier than going against the grain.
And you asked, it really is, and it's the trust that it takes that if I go with the flow, it'll be okay wherever I end up. I didn't expect to end up with this film where I did, and it was better than what I ever thought it was going to be. And you asked, you know, what's one thing that we can do? Because people watching the film or hearing something like this like to have an immediate takeaway. And, you know, we can do something as simple as just touching our heart, making physical connection, because so many people say to me, well, I don't know how to do it. I'm in my head all the time. Well, physically touch your heart, make that connection with your heart. And then what we describe in the film is the heart coherence technique. And if we have 30 seconds, we can just do it right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. It's very simple. It was developed by the Institute of HeartMath, and I am a licensed provider and went through all of their training. It's a phenomenal program, and I do coaching on this. But you just slow down your breathing. So you imagine that you're breathing through your heart for a minute. And when you start imagining that you're breathing through your heart, which is really not so far-fetched because your lungs are right around it anyway, you naturally slow your breath down a little bit. So that's a heart breathing and heart focus. So we're focusing on the heart and we're imagining that we're breathing through the heart. We naturally slow our breath down, ideally, you know, 5 minutes on the in-breath 5 seconds on the in-breath, about 5-6 seconds on the out-breath. And then the element that you brought in is the feeling, the third part, heart feeling, a feeling of gratitude. You know, what are we grateful for? We're grateful for having an ability to go to the ocean sometimes and swim, or have that beautiful memory of seeing the dolphins in the ocean. Sometimes I'm grateful that I have a home to go to, grateful that I'm here today. And we come from that powerful feeling of gratitude, and then we start to create a biophysical pattern which relaxes our body. It calms down the stress response pretty quickly, and we start to learn how to be in this state, and where the heart is actually then acting in concert with the brain, so our feelings and our thoughts become all aligned in this state. And it's not something that you have to do in leaving, you know, I mean, let me leave a meeting or a confrontation with someone. You can do it right in the moment, wherever you are throughout the day, and then what you're doing is really taking care of your stress, your adrenal glands, and you're learning to regulate yourself from this powerful, simple technique of heart coherence. And you can learn more about it on my website or on the Heart Institute of Heart Math, and it's a very simple thing. And sometimes when it's so simple, people blow it off. But that's where the brilliance is. If it's so simple and it works and it's scientific, hey, why don't you just try it? Because you can reduce your stress levels, insomnia. They have evidence of things like diabetes getting better, and all kinds of other disease-based illnesses with just a simple little technique.
And that, like I just mentioned before, it's those simple things. You know, I think sometimes we try to make things so complicated.
Yeah.
And we try to control everything. And when we do that, we just muck everything up. So if we just kind of go with the flow, and just like you say, just really come from the heart, really breathe. And I think if you just wake in gratitude and you just say, hey, you know what? I am so grateful. I have a roof over my head. I have a bed to sleep in. I have food. You know, and you spend some time, because one of the things is that was one of the things I started to do is I woke up every morning in gratitude. And it may have only been like a couple minutes because it was really hard for me. And then it got to be almost like 20 to 30 minutes and I'm still going. And I'm like, wow, I'm really grateful. Oh, wow, let's have an awesome day.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of changed and shifted my whole day.
Yeah.
So with that high note, everyone, we are going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're just going to share a couple more little tidbits on how you can make a jump start in 2013. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
All righty, and welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson from our radio. And I just want to share with you, I think I forgot at the beginning of the show, my website is ElizabethCookson.com. And I just want to thank WordPress for getting some of their upgrades and updates out there for us all to make some shifts and changes. And I will be getting your 2013 calendar for every single month. You can see the forecast that I have for you. And that will be out for you next week as we are updating the website. And I am so looking forward to sharing those messages with you. But in the meantime, let's get back, because Rhonna Prince was just sharing with us this amazing, amazing film that she has, The Sacred Journey of the Heart, and how we can really open our heart and say yes to our lives and say yes to making that harmonious change that is just out there waiting for us.
Yeah, and so, really, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, one of the things that I really felt in watching the film is everybody's authenticity. You know, everybody has a different experience. Everybody has shared, you know, their perspective of how they were able to open their heart and, you know, what has helped propel them to say, ah, okay, here is how I can help you. Here's how I can share my experience. And these are the tools and the techniques, at least to kickstart you, to start, you know, moving forward. And like you said, you only have a couple months, maybe, you know, Valentine's Day, and then you're going to be actually taking this amazing film and kind of putting it down for a little bit while you're on this amazing tour and being honored by so many amazing organizations for your film. So I just want to remind everybody, Sacred Journey of the Heart, and it was .com, correct?
That's correct. We may even be bringing this to Harkins Theater in the Denver area, because Harkins is the company that picked it up. They love the film so much, and we have one of our speakers in the film, Cynthia James, is associated with Mile High Church in the Denver area. She's a phenomenal speaker in the film and talks about, you know, one of her keys for kickstarting this, and sometimes it's just the determination, because like Cynthia said, she came from five generations of abuse where she thought it was right to be abused and to live in chaos, and she said finally, she just made the choice, you know, I will not play small. I am done being a victim. And she said, we don't have time to fool around being victims anymore. So it really comes from that, you know, place. The types of resolution I make with my clients are, I am empowered in 2013. I am not playing small anymore. I am creating from the biggest expression of the greatest aspect of who I can be. And that's a message that runs throughout the film, whether it's Cynthia James or Greg Braden, or a very unique part of the film is all the indigenous elder wisdom teachers that came in and participated in the mm-hmm. film also. And they said, we've known this all along, that we're connected in the heart, and you scientists are just figuring it out. Well, good. Now we can all, you know, co-create collectively from this energy of heart and connection.
Well, it's interesting. You just, you know, mentioned the wisdom of the ancient indigenous cultures. And why did you feel that that was important to bring into the film?
Well, because so many of us, you know, think we're making these new discoveries. Well, it's, you know, even those of us who've been, you know, doing the spiritual work, we intuitively, instinctively know we're all connected. And so I think the wisdom teachers like David Swallow of Lakota tribes and Uncle from the Greenland Eskimos, they said, you know, this is really nothing new. What happened is the Western culture, with rationalism and Rene Descartes and all those, I think therefore I am, we really just overemphasize the mind. And so, of course, it makes sense. We'd have to prove it first before we're going to first believe it in the mind and then start, oh, we better really come back to the heart. And it's very important that we connect the heart and the mind together, the thoughts and the feelings. And so they're just emphasizing the message that we've known this all along, and now that we can come together, like, you know, the hands in a glove, we can really create the solution to bring us to that place of feeling connection and love, the real heart-based solutions to what's happening in the world.
Mm. And, you know, and that is one of the things I think for everybody who's listening today. If you have an opportunity just to be still and do the exercise, the heart math exercise that Rana, you know, walked us through, of just being still, putting your hand in your heart, breathing, and just really feeling your breath from your heart and just connecting. Just take time every day and many times a day to do that exercise so you can really reconnect with your heart. This is going to be your first step in truly just reconnecting with yourself, grounding yourself, realizing, wow, there's so much out there that I'm just limiting myself. Why am I doing that? You know, and it's, you know, putting that hand out in front of your head and kind of giving you a little thump upside the head. It's like, hey, let go of all these thoughts and go with the flow. Just let it go. And when you realize that, wow, controlling everything takes so much effort and going with the flow, it's like, wow, I got a lot further than I thought I would today because I just actually just kind of went with it. And look at what I got. I got this new opportunity. I got this new job. You know, I was able to, you know, get, you know, a new opportunity with somebody else. Like I met them at a coffee shop or something like that, and I never would have done that if I wouldn't have just kind of taken that extra 5 minutes to stop and help someone or whatever. There's always, everything happens for a reason. And when you just let things go and you go with the flow, it's amazing the gifts that we truly have right here in front of us. And that's what Rana is sharing in this film, is look at all the opportunities we have. Even if our past is a little heavy, it's time to let that go. It's time to free our hearts. It's time to open up and really experience and express our true selves. Rana, I want to thank you so much today for sharing your heart and sharing your film. It's truly a very wonderful piece, and I'm so honored that you were able to come and join us today.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me on the show and spreading the word of the heart.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, today my intention truly was for everyone to experience the sacred journey of the heart and to really understand, you know, what it took for you to sit down and to say, okay, I've got to let go of some of the things that I want to make it just perfect, and I want to have these people in it, and just do maybe just a little video, and then you just allowed everything to unfold, and you created an amazing film. You have attracted, you know, all these amazing speakers who can truly share their experience of how they were able to connect with their hearts and to be authentic, to share with everyone else and make this huge shift in 2013. Once again, I wanted to say thank you so much, you know, Rana, for putting this out there for everyone to be able to experience. And I think that's what so many people are just yearning to open their hearts and to really experience the emotion.
Yeah, well, it's been my pleasure, and I encourage everyone to dive into the heart because that's where the action is.
Well, once again, I want to thank my special guest today, Rana Prince, for being with us, and I also want to thank each one of you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.